This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 12th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The Artisphere Festival Orchestra, featuring more than 80 musicians from around the world, returns to Northwest Arkansas for 12 classical music events this month. Two concerts will take place at Walton Art Center, including an evening of Beethoven June 21st and Russian masterpieces June 28th. Tickets and full lineup available by calling 443-5600 or on the web, waltonartcenter.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with Arkansas's Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford about the online health insurance marketplace, and the final installment of a two-part series on executive sessions hosted by Walmart last week. Today's report focuses on the company's international business. Also, we learn about docent tours at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville and more.
But first, two Democrats have jumped into the race for Arkansas Lieutenant Governor. Arkansas Highway Commissioner John Burkhalter, who also runs a North Little Rock construction company, made his announcement during a conference call yesterday afternoon. He had been considering a run for governor, but says he decided to seek the state's number two constitutional office.
I looked at the governor's race seriously. My wife and I had many, many discussions and many, many long discussions about it. And as I've spoke to many people, they've asked me, why do you want to run for governor? Why do you want to run for elected office? And it always boiled down to jobs. And I really, when you boil it down, I want to spend all of my time using the best skill set I have to create jobs.
Also entering the race is Little Rock School Board President Diane Curry. If elected, the 59-year-old would be the first woman to serve in that post and the first African-American elected to statewide office. She says she would focus on the economy, issues surrounding the health of Arkansans, education, and the workforce.
The common everyday worker is kind of left out of the concerns, and I'm really about promoting what's going to make people to be able to do better for themselves, because we've got a lot of people in poverty in Arkansas. And I want people to know that I am concerned with some of their issues as far as health concerns, unemployment, and those type things.
Curry was elected to the Little Rock School Board in 2006 and is currently serving her third term as a school board member. She is a native of Malvern and a graduate of Henderson State University.
ExxonMobil has been granted a third extension to submit an analysis of what caused the 22-foot-long rupture of the Pegasus pipeline, resulting in the spill of more than 100,000 gallons of oil in Mayflower. ExxonMobil has said the federal agency investigating the rupture already received preliminary data from lab testing. However, the company has denied Central Arkansas Water's request for access to preliminary reports. John Tynan, Watershed Protection Manager for the Water Authority, says he's disappointed in the lack of information being provided.
CAW is interested in getting as much of the information regarding what led to the rupture in Mayflower as we can, and allowing our technical experts to review that. Certainly we're disappointed that we weren't able to get the preliminary report, but look forward to reviewing what does come out in the coming weeks and months.
Tynan says ultimately the pipeline must be removed from the Lake Maumelle watershed, which provides drinking water to more than 400,000 people in central Arkansas. Exxon's report on the cause of the spill was originally due on May 17th, then extended to early June, and is now expected July 10th. It is not known when or if the report will be made available to Central Arkansas Water and the public.
The Washington County Farm Family of the Year was announced yesterday on a 50-acre farm in Summers, which is west of Lincoln. The award is coordinated by the Arkansas Farm Bureau Federation and has been given annually since 1947. The 2013 winners are David and Cindy Yang, along with their four children, who are 20, 18, 17, and 14 years old. Originally from Vietnam, they are the first minority farm family to be recognized by Washington County, and the first Hmong family to be recognized in Arkansas. Bernie Kurtz is a Washington County Extension agent and says for a farm to tick, every member of a family has to do their job. He says when choosing the family, the committee looked at unique things about the Yang family in order to showcase those practices to the farming community.
Their work ethic, for one. Can't find a farm family that struggled early. They moved here from Minneapolis and knew nothing about farming. All they had was a factory jobs, and they were looking to raise family elsewhere, out of a in a smaller community where they can know what the kids are up to.
He says though the family is a transplant to the area, they have become a visible part of the Summers community.
They're just so vibrant. Folks know they're here. The kids are so much involved in the school. Everyone in the school knows who the Yang family is. They have just integrated themselves so well, networked so well into the community, and just doing a fantastic job in raising poultry.
The Yang family has 6 chicken houses and a few head of cattle on their farm in Summers. We will have more on the Washington County Farm Family of the Year on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.
Also named yesterday was the Sebastian County Farm Family of the Year. Tammy and Lynn Williams, cattle farmers from near the South Sebastian County community of Huntington, were this year's recipients of the honor. The two have been running their farming operation, first with dairy cattle and now focusing on beef cattle, for the past 3 decades. Their operation includes more than 140 Charlet cattle and hundreds of acres of land.
The new private option plan for expanding coverage to thousands of uninsured Arkansans has a new hurdle to clear. Though the issue was passed by state lawmakers and signed into law by Governor Mike Beebe, Tea Party activist Glenn Gallis and his organization, Arkansans Against Big Government, received an approval yesterday from Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel to circulate a petition to put the Health Care Independence Act of 2013 up to a statewide vote. It was the 3rd attempt by the group to seek approval of a ballot referendum. For the issue to appear on the 2014 general election ballot, the group will need to collect a minimum of 46,880 signatures of registered Arkansas voters. If the issue makes it to the ballot, a 4 vote would be in favor of implementing the private option, while a vote against would repeal the act.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals were at home last night as they faced their Little Rock rivals, the Travelers. The Naturals received their only loss of the 4-game series with a final score of 3-2, making them 20-40 on the season. Tonight, they open a 6-game set, including 2 doubleheaders at home against the Springfield Cardinals.
Expect mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows from 68 in Northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, Thursday, with highs from 88 in Northwest Arkansas to 96 in the River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with overnight lows from 67 to 73.